Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 29th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the subject matter of today's show. And I'm going to start with what I call a black swan with teeth, which is all about the real value of human life, which is, of course, necessarily a risky undertaking. We're always in danger. And consequently, whether the lockdown really is worth it. Then we are going to talk about how the United States has decided that they're bored with their Russian enemy and they want a new one. And surprise, surprise, they've found it. Then I shall tell the story of Crypto AG, the exact equivalent of the Chinese Huawei, but from the United States perspective. Think you will enjoy it. Then we shall talk about the broken U.S. rural roads. Half of America's rural non-highway roads are rated as being in the condition from poor to fair. Only 22% of the country's vehicle miles were travelled on rural roads, yet 46% of the nation's automotive fatalities took place there. Quite a lot to talk about. In an unusual subject, not often given over to discussion by the regular media, well, the US markets itself as an upholder of rules-based liberal democratic value, even though it consistently flouts international law, wages imperialist wars of aggression, imprisons journalists, crushes dissent, and uses propaganda just as much as any totalitarian regime. So we shall have a look into that particular scandal. Well, the insurance industry has created for itself a unique carve-out from human civilization's most elemental economic laws about services being delivered in exchange for payment. We'll have a few minutes to ponder that one. And then Tina, there is no alternative. the Fed's limitless bounty of free money for financiers and other parasites and predators. Quick word on that. And finally, we shall have a look at starvation in America. There's no parallel in US history for the suddenness or severity of the economic collapse, which has cost more than 36 million jobs since the virus struck. Some 40% of Americans in households earning less than $50,000 annually said they were at least sometimes worried about running out of food, and 33% said that this happened often or sometimes in the past 30 days. Well, there's your show for the day, ladies and gentlemen, and for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows on demand and individually so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And do please put your name as well. It always helps. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free to select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. But if you actually have no particular preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they give you an idea of the current affairs that I tend to discuss in my shows, and they will be, those current affairs will be uppermost in your mind, so it'll give you a better idea of how I deal with them and the show in particular. So very quickly, my contact information, my email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My initials, my name and a number 1, rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Calls. All one word, no gaps, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, no punctuation, straight through, lowercase. So, by the way, my email address is also on my Podbean page if you should not have written it down. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a wonderful weekend ahead. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye till Monday.